proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing another radio Bible study. We return to an analysis of the Sermon on the Mount. The sixth chapter of Matthew's Gospel ended with a discussion about how believers should set priorities in their lives. Jesus Christ encouraged his followers to, quote, "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on," unquote. Instead, he said, Christians needed to, quote, "seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you," unquote. The passage began with a contrast between serving God and idolizing money, here called mammon. No Christian can engage in both activities simultaneously. One or the other must have the top place in his affection, either serving God or serving money. The Lord addressed the futility of efforts to gain wealth. He asked, quote, "Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?" Unquote. Believers don't have to worry about their needs. God has promised to supply everything that a believer needs. To that end, the Savior employed analogies from nature to illustrate that point. For example, birds don't work to feed themselves. Flowers don't labor to adorn themselves. God does these things for them. Thus the Lord summed up, quote, "If God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Anyone who obsesses about acquiring the necessities of life will soon crave for even greater material benefits. Thus, in the 30th chapter of Proverbs, a man named Agur requested of his friends, quote, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me," unquote. Agur did not want for destitution to serve as a motivator for him to steal, nor did he desire abundance, lest he focus upon his wealth and forget God in the process. A believer who actively seeks after the necessities of life will soon focus on the acquisition of wealth, and that attitude will lead to covetousness. Covetousness being the desire to want something that God chooses not to bestow upon a person. In the 12th chapter of Luke's Gospel, for instance, Jesus Christ warned his disciples, quote, "Beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth," unquote. The Savior illustrated his warning by relating a parable about a prosperous man who desired to build larger barns to store his good. God spoke to that man, however, telling him that he would die that very night and would not enjoy the benefits of his riches. The Savior concluded his narrative by noting, quote, "So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God," unquote. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ set forth the proper order regarding a Christian's priorities. Quote, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," unquote. The Greek word proton, translated as first, indicated that God and the kingdom of God should take precedence over every other aspect of a Christian's life. God has undertaken to sustain those who put their trust in him. Therefore, the Savior concluded, Christians should, quote, "take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the needs of itself," unquote. As the Apostle Paul put it in the book of Philippians, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.